With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump has revoked security protection for several former government officials. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
Even though they're out of government, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and former National Security Advisor John Bolton had security details because of credible and ongoing threats from Iran. And so did infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci. But those protections have been cut.
At some point, your security detail comes off, and, you know, you can't have them forever.
The president insists the moves are not retaliatory, but all three of those individuals have fallen out with Trump in recent years. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tech giants are moving forward with deals that could let them plug directly into power plants.
Looking for a quick fix for their fast-growing electricity diets, the tech companies say it would allow them to avoid a long and expensive process of hooking into an old electric grid that serves everybody else. But it's raising questions over whether diverting power to high-paying customers will leave enough for others, and whether it's fair to excuse big power users from paying for the grid. Jason Walker reporting.
Belarus authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko is all but certain to extend his more than three decades in power in today's elections that are being rejected by the opposition as a farce after years of sweeping repressions. The 70-year-old strongman poised to win a seventh five-year term after the campaign in which four token challengers all praised him on the campaign trail. The Coast Guard says a freighter is on the move after it was freed from ice that trapped it in frozen Lake Erie for days. The Manitoulin, a 663-foot-long Canadian vessel with 17 crew on board, got stuck in the ice this past Wednesday. This is SRN News. President Trump has just begun his second term, but his influence is already rippling through state capitals. Republican governors have announced Trump-themed policies on abortion, the LGBT agenda, and diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Even some Democratic governors are tapping into the themes Mr. Trump used to get elected as far as their party will allow them. In West Virginia, new Republican Governor Pat Morrissey issued numerous orders on his first day in office, including one ending DEI initiatives at state agencies and institutions. Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers in state houses across the country are mounting an effort to roll back the LGBT agenda, emboldened by the results of the election. Dozens of bills are pending in GOP-led legislatures aimed at transgender issues in particular. Some are designed to keep men out of women's restrooms and locker rooms and school buildings and other public places. Other bills would ban males from competing against females in sports and outlaw sex change operations on kids. This is SRN News. The NFL's two conference championship games take place today. Then we know who's going to the Super Bowl.
Both games have storylines among the contenders. The NFC game pits two Eastern Division rivals, the Eagles and Commanders, in Philadelphia. Underdog Washington arrives for their first appearance in an NFC championship since January of 92, the franchise's last Super Bowl win under Joe Gibbs. The Eagles were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago before bowing to the Chiefs. Kansas City at home is vying to become the first team to achieve a Super Bowl three-peat. They meet the Bills, who hold the record for four consecutive conference championships. That was in the 90s under Coach Marv Levy. The Bills' last appearance in the big game was 1994. George Williams reporting.
Today is Sunday, January the 26th, and on this date in history, 1887, groundbreaking began for the construction of the Eiffel Tower. It would be completed about 2 years later. This is SRN News.